The district I work in can be called a ghetto in our city. It's very close to the center, but it's separated by many modern buildings. There's nothing, not even a playground or bigger shops or malls. So people don't go there. It's just dangerous.
Jest tam po prostu niebezpiecznie.
To meet Kasia, a young engineer, I venture into a neighborhood of Lublin I would never go to alone after dark. I meet some of the children who live there. It had never crossed my mind that children lived there too. A few years ago, Kasia and several other volunteers got together to improve living conditions for the children in this neighborhood. Back then, they had no facilities, so they would play football and do theater projects with the children outside in the streets. Kasia says the beginning was challenging.
We had to gain their trust. We had to persuade them to make contact with us. We had to show them who we are and why we were there in an open and honest way. And those children and parents who decided to trust us started coming up and talking to us. So step by step, child by child, we won their trust.
Kasia and the other volunteers have since managed to renovate two rooms on the ground floor of an old building where they meet with the children. There, they help them with their homework and play together.
It's fun to work with the children because we can offer them so many things to do and they get into it very fast. They get interested in the games we offer. The problem is that these kids carry a heavy weight of bad experience and bad emotions, and you can see that in different ways during the games and activities.
Most of the children come from dysfunctional families. Their parents are not interested in their education. They don't care what they do after school. In these families, the children are brought up mostly by the mothers. Unfortunately, alcohol is a big problem, says Kasia.
Alcohol is the cause of all the other problems. Neglected children who are emotionally behind. They are not nice, clean, well-behaved and well-dressed children. With these kids, you have to be careful what you say and how you say it, because each word may evoke a huge amount of negative emotions for the child.
Maybe they go home and find the mother drunk once again. Or they see their stepfather beating the mum or younger siblings. The kids carry around these experiences in their heads, and oftentimes their reaction is to become aggressive.
They have to deal somehow with what they see at home.
Kasia is an engineer with 2 degrees. She says she used to have more time for her volunteer work when she was a student, but it's harder now that she has a full-time job. She always wanted to take a leadership position, and now, as a coordinator for all the volunteers at the center, she's fulfilling that dream of taking charge. But it was a role she had to grow into.
At the beginning, I was like a quiet mouse. I joined the group alone, so I had to find my place in the group of volunteers, and I gave myself time to do that.
She began to take on more and more responsibility, and the fact that the others believed in her helped her to believe in herself as well.
We try to give them a normal childhood during the time they spend here. Some time just for themselves, when they can do what other children do. But we also have classes. It would be too much to call it therapy, but the classes help them understand their emotions and behavior. We teach them positive reactions.
Uczą ich pozytywnych postaw.
Nie można mówić przekleństw. Żwamy się, proszę i dziękuję. Szanujemy innych.
Kasia explains that the kids she works with were influenced by circumstances they couldn't control.
These children didn't choose their situation. They could not influence how and where they were born. And because they live in a district where they see only evil, they cannot learn the good. And it's not their fault. Nobody is fundamentally evil.
This is Magdalena Fijałkowska for DW in Lublin.